Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am proud to be your host. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. This is the voice of the American Redoubt going out on our terrestrial stations out of Spokane on the AM dial at 6:30 AM and on the FM dial, 96.5 FM, covering the greater Spokane and Coeur d'Alene areas. And then, of course, our larger listening audience, actually, is our live streaming audience. Thank you guys also for tuning in, especially those who are outside the wire in occupied territory. Have hope and keep the faith. You're not alone. It is true that they are attempting to marginalize, dehumanize, demonize, criminalize, incarceration, extortion, and eventually extermination. And we were told that this battle would come. I know we thought we'd be exempt because, well, doggone it, we're Americans, right? But there are definitely some battles that are heating up right here in our country and even in our part of the country, the American Redoubt. That's that region where conservative-minded, American patriot-minded people who love liberty are strategically relocating to the inland Pacific Northwest by the thousands. And it's driving the leftists, the Marxists, absolutely bonkers. They so wish that they could counter it. You know, it used to be that if you wanted to live more leftist, what they call progressive, which is really regressive. If you wanted to be around others with left-leaning ideals, there were plenty of places you could go to live. And then, of course, if you had conservative, rural, or traditional ideals, there were places where you could live. But that's not good enough anymore. They're not happy. As long as there is still a light somewhere, they have to try to snuff it out. And all in the name of tolerance, of course. And while they're, you know, using the labels like hate and intolerance and white nationalism and all the other false labels to try to, you know, dehumanize you and marginalize you and demonize you, and eventually leading up to the criminalization and then incarceration. And one day, if history is any measure, extermination. So we want to stand in the gap and counter the lies, speak the truth, and be bold in that, which is going to make them even angrier. Well, I want to talk about an elected official in this area who has really been in the fight for the things that we value and has come under just massive attack as a result of it. This is my friend, Representative Matt Shea. Because this is encouraging news. This is just such a blessing to be a part of and to watch this unfold. But I want to start with something that's not as positive by any stretch. But this came out from the faith leaders and the leaders of conscience of Eastern Washington and North Idaho, joining with the Spokane Police Guild, the Spokane NAACP, the several Spokane elected officials, in the moral call for the resignation or removal of Washington State Representative Matt Shea from public office. Now, this is not a Christian organization, although there are some churches who claim to be Christian. Reverend Heather, Reverend Margaret, Reverend Joan, and then several Muslims, and but sad to see several that label themselves as being opposed to Representative Matt Shea asking for his resignation and saying that they represent the Jewish community, which is really strange because Representative Matt Shea has been such a strong vocal supporter of Israel. But we don't want to let facts get in the way. We're talking about emotions, right? Emotionally driven battle against Christians in leadership positions, especially if you're effective. But I want to read just a couple of paragraphs from this letter that they're sending out, as acting as if trying to give the appearance that there's this uniform effort of so many in the community that are banding together to try to get rid of this evil, hate, racist. So let me read on here. We see and hear the words of Representative Shea and recognize how they stoke fear and promote violence. Well, he's never promoted violence, but the closest thing that he's ever come to promoting violence is fighting for your right to self-defense and swatting down and attempting to swat down, you know, anti-gun legislation. Like I said, that is a stretch. We have read his biblical basis for war. It's not his biblical basis for war. There's something called the doctrine of just war theory. It's not his. It's a compilation of various different studies on when is it justifiable to go to war, and then some examples and studies of warfare throughout the Bible. This was quote unquote leaked to the leftist media, who has a strong, long track record of an anti-Christian, anti-conservative, pro-Marxist, pro-leftist bias. So it was just so convenient for them to spin this and twist this into something that it's not. But they said that in this article here from this the faith leaders and leaders of conscience, we recognize that domestic terrorism has become a threat to our freedom of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that's true. But what they're claiming the source of that is completely ludicrous. We see and hear the words of Representative Shea and recognize how they stoke fear and promote violence. We have read the biblical basis for war and declare that his use of Christianity and the Bible are thin veils for his racism and bigotry. So if you stand up for nationalism, you're a bigot. You're a bigot. It doesn't matter how many black pastors you have standing around you, supporting you, and debunking the lies. Once the left has latched on to what they want to be true, they won't let go of it. You just have to ignore them and drive on, because they get themselves so wound up with their own lies. Listen to this. With the epidemic of mass shootings, we are reminded that brutality grows out of words and actions like those of Representative Shea. That right there is lawsuit worthy. But let me continue, and then I'll come back. We firmly declare that bigotry and violence have no place in our communities. We hold out the heart and hope and the hands of forgiveness to those seduced by this ideology. What ideology? Anyway, come home to community. Turn around. You are also our neighbor. So then they go on to call for him to step down and resign or to be removed from office. But let's go back to this lawsuit-worthy statement. With the epidemic of mass shootings, we are reminded of that brutality grows out of words and actions like those of Representative Shea. And I want to point out here, the epidemic of mass shootings. First of all, the left, I thought it was the gun's fault, but now you're blaming it on a person. Not only that, you're blaming it on the words of a conservative Christian patriot, Representative Shea, when it is left-wing Democrat, Satanist, perverts, twisted, broken souls who are actually carrying out mass shootings. We've seen a couple of cases, like in, where was it, South Carolina? Dylan Roof walks into a black church and shoots them to start a race war. There is nowhere in anybody that I know of whose personal beliefs support that or endorse that. We've seen a small handful of cases where someone purportedly on the right side of the political spectrum has carried out some type of heinous act. But the overwhelming majority, almost universally, are leftists. We're finding hardcore sexual deviancy, ties to Satanism, drug use, the psychotropic drug use prescribed to by psychiatrists. These are not Christians. These are not Christian conservative patriots that are carrying out these mass shootings. So to attribute that to someone like Representative Matt Shea is absolutely beyond absurd. It's just absolutely insane. Well, here's the encouraging part, my friends. You and I see through the lies for what they are, and we're not falling for it. We haven't fallen for it. Now, maybe one or two of us hasn't fallen for it, but everyone else knows the horrible, dark truth about Representative Matt Shea, right? False. That's what the left wants us to believe. Now, the reason why I'm coming to his defense, not just because he is a friend, but because this is a trend. This is going to become a trend where anyone who stands on our Judeo-Christian heritage, our values, our core American ideals, the rule of law, is going to come under attack. I would say that he's more like the canary in the coal mine. When you see him getting attacked, it's coming for others. It's a matter of time. But thank God, and I do thank God, because this is spiritual warfare that we are in. Those who have aligned themselves, even those who call themselves Christians, but align themselves with those who are at war against Christians, even those that call themselves Christians who are leaders of churches, some woman that's a reverend over a church that has a rainbow flag in front of their church, accepting doctrines that are actually an offense to the Word of God, calling themselves moral leaders or leaders of conscience in the community, calling for a Christian patriot to be removed and trying to build alliances against that person. We see through it. And here is the proof. There's an article about Representative Matt Shea's fundraiser that was held this week, and it was a wonderful thing. I was astounded how the people kept coming and coming and coming in. It was packed. Redoubt News was there and covered it. And the headline is, Representative Matt Shea holds the largest fundraiser to date. The supporters were far, far and wide and showed a vast diversity of people. Hundreds of supporters gathered in Spokane this week to show their continued and growing support for Representative Matt Shea. The event was not publicized and relied completely on word of mouth. That is amazing. The tremendous response brought this event the distinction of being the largest fundraiser that Shea has held in over 10 years of elected office. The ongoing onslaught of attacks in the mainstream media by the socialist left has had the opposite response his opponents expected. Comments throughout the evening were underscored. He continued the continued growth of Shea's base of support. Repeat supporters were present as well as first-time attendees. And they have a quote by Representative Matt Shea, "When we get attacked by those who hate us, we don't respond in kind. We pray for them and we bless them in Jesus' name." That doesn't sound like a message of hate to me. The sound seems consistent to me of what I have seen personally being around Matt Shea. Now, he does hold our founding fathers in very high regard, and he does understand, as a former officer and combat veteran, that tyranny and oppression sometimes can only be stopped, or once it matures, it can only be stopped with force. I applaud him for asking that question. What if this keeps growing to the point where the people of America are forced to push back against tyranny and oppression like we've seen over and over in history, and it comes to that? And he uses that ponderance as a very strong basis for his stance on the Second Amendment and the right to defense, self-defense, to stand against tyranny if we're ever forced to. And that's how they started spinning it all. Oh, he's planning for war. It's going to be a holy war. And this, of course, just goes downhill from there. But you see the truth. I see the truth. I know what the truth is. So I'm very encouraged by this. Now, Pastor Ken Peters talked about the formation of the church at Planned Parenthood, also that night several great speakers, which hold monthly worship services on the grounds outside of the abortion facilities in Spokane. Hundreds of worshipers have attended each month despite the cold weather and snow in the winter. Though less than a year old, the movement has taken hold across the country. Now, I interviewed Pastor Ken Peters shortly after they started their church at Planned Parenthood. Well, Pastor Ken Peters was one of numerous pastors there, Orthodox priest, several pastors, two of them are black pastors. While Representative Matt Shea is getting accused of his, you know, bigotry and white nationalism and all the other lies that are being spewed, and they're just shaking their heads. They're saying, this is just unreal. Does not even match up with reality, but it matches up with the narrative that they want to be true. So that's why they keep saying it. The supporters were from far and wide and showed a vast diversity of people, from pastors to elected officials and the constituents that are not silent, yet seemingly a majority. The event was heralded as a huge success. I would say the same thing. And who is this that was quote? Oh, Jim Robinson. Great man. Great patriot. Said, I've been to a lot of fundraisers in the last 30 years, but that one was the finest. The message was deep, genuine, and the founding father's quality. I believe that for 300 plus people, it was a watershed moment. He also said the folks affirmed that they want lower taxes, less government, and more freedom, and they are willing to stand with Matt just as he stands for them. Okay, so that was a fluke, right? It was a fundraiser, so naturally he's got himself surrounded by people that are supporting him. Well, that doesn't necessarily account for the fact that this was a record turnout for the reelection. But there's another event this week, the church at Planned Parenthood that Pastor Ken Peters started off. Multiple, but 11, 12 churches from the area who show up regularly at Planned Parenthood to hold a 45-minute church service on one Thursday a month. And they had 400 people turn out for this. I saw the pictures. I was not able to attend this, but there were 400 plus people in attendance that were praying against the murdering of children at this open air church in Spokane, what they call the Church at Planned Parenthood. It's a beautiful thing. Representative Matt Shea was there. The whole crowd turned, reached, stretched out their hands toward Representative Matt Shea and began praying over him for protection and for wisdom and to show their support. That is astounding. And so we're seeing this support rise up all over the place. And it is just so, so encouraging. I love it. And the people know better. The leftist media is weak. They're as weak as water. And they don't sway anyone. The only thing they do is get their base supporters of left-leaning, Marxist-embracing followership all foaming at the mouth and worked up. But the good side of this is that good Christian patriots are rallying around their own, because as it's been pointed out before, and I've said this before, an attack on somebody who is demonstrating leadership to stand for our traditional values and ideals, when they come under attack, we all are under attack. They're not attacking that one person. That one person is at the tip of the spear. They're the one that gets the bloody nose, but the attack is against all of us. The attacks against President Trump are not just attacks against President Trump. They are an attack on the executive branch of our government that there's an attempt to overthrow. And it is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on our republic, what they keep falsely calling a democracy, because they want it to be a democracy. But it is a republic. And an attack on the republic is an attack on all of us. An attack on President Trump is an attack on all of us. An attack on a local leader like Representative Matt Shea is an attack on everyone in that local community. Matter of fact, all Americans that are standing for truth and they are standing for our conservative traditional values and ideals, it's an attack on all of them anywhere, no matter where they are. So this is encouraging. People are feeling it. They're feeling that this is not just about a man being attacked. They know that they're being attacked. You are being attacked. I am being attacked every time Representative Matt Shea is attacked. It's an attack on all of us. And the masses are rising up. to show their support. And you know what else they're doing? They're buying more guns. They're buying more ammo. They're buying more gold. They're not listening to the people that are saying, look over here. Don't look over there. Just, they know, right? You continue doing the right thing, training up your children in the way of the Lord. And while you're at it, you're also teaching them how to use an AR-15. That's just the fact of where we are in our country as patriots. So anyway, let's take a quick break, come right back, and wrap this up with segment two. This segment was brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com, Works.com, for your custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Don't go away.
Number 7, strive constantly for spiritual growth. We as individuals can push the world along toward mankind's highest destiny if each of us will make the welfare of his fellow man his first concern, and if each of us will apply the principles of God's truth to our political and economic affairs. And lastly, obligation number 8, dedicate a part of your everyday life to the bringing of these requirements of American citizenship to the attention of fellow students, fellow workers, neighbors, and friends.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
to
have
change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
We do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
Welcome back to The Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, segment two, and segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com is the website. Six fully furnished little suites right there on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Neat little place. Plan your weekend getaway and enjoy the heart of the American Redoubt. And once again, you can learn more by going to riverfrontsuites.com. Now, we're looking at this concerted effort, this attack by this so-called faith community or interfaith community and the Organization of Conscience or whatever they call themselves. But a lot of these organizations are tied together. Their memberships are tied together. The folks that are involved, there's a lot of bleed over in these different organizations and groups. I wanted to talk about a couple of these. One is the less militant, indivisible. Now, there's a quote here I wanted to go into segment two with. The liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution are worth defending against all hazards, and it is our duty to defend them against all attacks. So our civil constitution, in fact, you know, I've outlined in the last few shows in this series that I've been doing on our podcast on Sunday evenings titled The Enemy Within, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. And I've gone back and inculcated, instilling through repetition the U.S. Code, Title 18 Code, that clearly shows that a subversion of our Constitution, a subversion of our political system, is unlawful. It is illegal. So any other system that is promoting a system that would remove the United States Constitution and our republic can form of governance is unlawful. Marxism and Islam both at their core doctrines They are to displace the United States Constitution and our political system and our cultural system with another one, a foreign system. So this is, goes beyond First Amendment. You have the right to free speech, to be able to espouse whatever ideals you want to. No, actually, you don't. If it is, then this is what I go back to. You do not have a constitutional right to destroy the Constitution. But Indivisible is one of these organizations, much more subtle and sneaky, and there are quite a bit, quite a few of these organizations, especially or in, including in Patriot strongholds, like even in the American Redoubt. But let's look at Indivisible and what they stand for here real quick, and then we'll close out. It's Indivisible as a project, and Indivisible Action are separate organizations. Indivisible Project is a registered 501c4. Its mission is to cultivate and lift up a grassroots movement of local groups to defeat the Trump agenda, which is actually our agenda, right? Stop the illegal immigration. Protect U.S. interests. The things that we stand for are the Trump agenda is our agenda, right? They also say they want to elect progressive leaders. Well, they're not progressive. They're regressive. Actually, what that means is Marxists. And they also want to realize bold progressive policies. When they say bold progressive policies, those are Marxist policies. Okay, they're not progressive, they're regressive. They're Marxist policies, and they're in conflict with the United States Constitution, and they keep calling this a democracy. And it's not. It is a republic. So even just advancing the ideology to change the United States into a democracy is technically illegal. It's unlawful. They're committed to disrupting and reframing negative media discourse about government, creating a network of champions to change the conversation about government in their communities, training the next generation of civic-minded leaders. In other words, getting more of their little Marxists involved in the political process. But I don't have time to finish this out, so I'm going to tomorrow night. I'm going to talk about Indivisible and talk about some of these different leftist groups. The Redneck Revolt is the other end of the leftist spectrum where they are militant. They're, even their website says putting the red back in redneck, and they don't mean red as in like red state, blue state. They're talking about communist red. And so we're going to pick up where we left off tomorrow night. So join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. At RadioFreeRedoubt.com for the live stream. And you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.